This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nick Friedell covers the NBA.
Nick Friedell.
Nick Friedell. You are the world traveler, Nick.
Joining us, Nick Friedell. How you doing, Nick?
Good morning, America.
Joining us is reporter Nick Friedell himself.
Kyrie, why did you decide to promote something that Alex Jones said?
Don't dehumanize me up here. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
This is another answering your question. Oh, my God. Let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again.
Nick, what have you done to add to your legacy today?
Well, Malika, I woke up at 3:30.
You woke up at 3:30, not 2:30? Legacy points tracked.
This is one of the very worst front offices I've ever seen in the league. These guys just don't seem to have a clue. It's like they don't know how to build on what they had, and they've somehow made it worse than when Garland Pax left.
People are like, oh, you don't want to come back here. Are you kidding me? Chicago for a week in the summer?
You can sit on the patio at Chicago Cuts.
You know what? I got to make sure I have a bulletproof vest on and a helmet. You, baby, I'll be eating inside while you out on the patio. You ain't getting me shot up on because they looking for you.
This was a real treat. I'm so happy that we've got access to you and you're able to come and be back here on The Score.
It really feels special to me, too, because I feel like everything came full circle from when Andy Garcia got me in the building with you all those years ago.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
On the line right now is Aussie Sports Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. On the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It is Nick Friedell. Nick, how are you, sir?
I mean, that was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome here. And that was that Tanny in there. That is ridiculous hearing that. It's like going into a time machine, but in the best possible way. So I appreciate you putting that together, and that was cool. And shout out to Mitch as well, because as I'm hearing all those old stories, I'm thinking back to all the times that I would go race down in the old studio to go pick up something for him and drop it off. And he would be like, hang in there, Bubba, hang in there. And so here we are, you know, 20 years later, it all comes back around.
Yeah, it does. Time is a flat circle, you know? And we learned Nick Friedell, that one of the great things about getting to talk hoops with you is that you can connect your Chicago roots, your Bulls observances from then and from now, to what we are watching play out, you know, here in these playoffs. Because it's in the back of my mind as I watch the Knicks fight and stay alive and see Thibs and all of that. But just, you know, obviously just how far away the Bulls are from this thing. I get the first thing that always comes up for me, though, is Tyrese Halliburton. And I wonder, was he even an option at number four when they took Patrick Williams instead? Halliburton goes 12. Tyrese Maxey goes 21 in that draft, by the way. But like, was Halliburton even discussed as a top five option at the time?
Oh, Mr. Spiegel. I mean, I love being on with y'all because I feel like every time I come on, it's just more trouble that I get in with somebody in the organization and somebody gets really pissed off. But I can tell you specifically about Halliburton. And this conversation is, he absolutely had support in some portions of that front office. That support was not enough. But to think that that name wasn't talked about and it wasn't getting pushed in the moment, that's not true. Because Halliburton had some voices in there. People were very, very high on him. It just didn't happen. And Patrick Williams was the guy. And you know, that's a mess of its own. But specific to Halliburton, he had some big fans within that Bulls front office. And I know for sure his name was mentioned in the discussion there.
Have you seen any of the memes or the videos of how Tyrese Halliburton plays like Urkel when Urkel was playing basketball with Grandmama?
Absolutely, I have. And Lawrence, I have to throw this in there. In any conversation about Urkel in Orlando, Florida, that was where I grew up. I went into Cusar, which was this laser tag place. This is in the mid-90s. And one time I played Cusar against Urkel and Penny Hardaway. So that is a true claim to fame. So not only did I see the memes that popped out and Urkel's just dominating and you see Halliburton, you know, throwing up layups from the free throw line, he's doing his thing. I had the pleasure of playing laser tag against a combo pack of Penny and Urkel, and that was a childhood core memory for certain.
Well, did I ever tell you that I played Space Invaders with Rerun from What's Happening and George Gervin? Did I ever tell you that?
Now, I mean, everybody's got their story, wait, Mr. Spiegel.
Wait a second, Nick. Hold on.
Me and Fred Berry playing Space Invaders.
I'm going to take this to a really dark place. Speaks. Yeah. Now tell Nick who you used to play tennis with.
Oh, well, that's true. Nick, you know, I used to play tennis in 6th and 7th grade with the Menendez brothers. We were pals.
The guys from the Mark Jackson card.
That's exactly right. The stars of the Mark Jackson basketball card. Hold on. I got to back up. Is the member of the front office who advocated for Tyrese Halliburton still there in the Bulls front office, Nick Friedell?
There is one that is no longer with the Bulls. There is maybe another that still may be there. But as we know with the Bulls, when there are good people around, and this has been the case many, many times through many, many years, there are other people who take those spots. So it never ceases to amaze me, Matt, that when the Bulls have the right people in place, and this goes on years and years, for one reason or another, it just does not work the way that it should in keeping the right people in place there.
How, in your opinion, did Tibbs get the Knicks to play the way that they did to get back into this series last night?
Lawrence, I think the key always, and this feels like another time machine from 15 or 16 years ago, but the key always is he's got guys to play defense. When you look at the second half of that game and you see the way that that team played collectively on the floor in slowing down Indiana, who we know loves to run up and down, that's the key right there to me. They know exactly where to be, and there was a trust on the floor that certainly wasn't there in the first half, but really wasn't there much of the first two games. So That is always, for any Tibbs team, if you're looking to see what changes, it's always on the defensive end. Carl Anthony Towns was awesome in the fourth quarter. I did not think he had that within him. The problem with Towns, as you guys well know, is you can't count on him to do it every single night. If you could, you'd feel a lot better about the Knicks' chances moving forward. The problem with Towns is you see it one night and you know it can happen and you start to believe it, and then that's when he disappears again and he lets you down. But if you're looking for the reasons why the Knicks started to become the team that we thought they might be in this series, you look at the effort on the defensive end. It always starts there with Tibbs.
From some deep guys on that bench, too. DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet, who hadn't, I think they'd barely played in the first two games, and then very Tibbsian, he put them out there, and they busted ass, and it kind of got everybody going. But yeah, you're right about Cat. Like, I literally wrote down as we were thinking, getting ready to talk to you today, I'm like, I didn't know Cat had that in him. Just, like, being aggressive and attacking. When he does that, when a big man with skills like that attacks, you're like, no one can stop you. So why not have this be the moment where he wakes up and realizes he has to do that for his team to be great? Maybe this is that moment. It happens sometimes.
You'd love to believe that, but there's too much tape that tells you, Matt, that that's not going to happen. And so if we're wondering what's going to be the difference tonight, to me, I can't wait to see how Towns responds. Because far too many times, and this dates back to all those years in Minnesota, certainly at various points in the playoffs that we've already seen, Towns can be the dominant guy that we are talking about. And then Towns, for as talented as he is, just disappears. And you cannot win championships with guys who are that talented, who disappear that consistently. So maybe this is the moment. I don't believe that. He'd have to show me that at least the rest of this series to deliver them into the finals because of what I've seen for so long. But he was awesome. There's no other way to say it in game four. And it is fitting that a guy that people had kind of pushed to the side, oh, we're not going to see him appear, he does it. And you mentioned a guy like Shamet. I mean, Matt, what went through my head watching that game, as there's always a Bulls angle to tie us back into, it's Marcus Teague playing in Game 7 in Brooklyn. I mean, people hate on Tibbs. He doesn't have long rotations. He doesn't trust these dudes. Well, what happened the other night? He puts these guys in who barely played, and they showed up for him. So I think the guy knows what he's doing. I'd like to see, as always, all those guys be a little fresher at the end of the season. But he got what he needed in the moment, and now it's up to Towns and Brunson to deliver them back even at home going into Game 5 at MSG.
Lawrence, I think Nick just brought up what might be my favorite moment of the entire Tibbs era, that Game 7 in Brooklyn when there was nobody. I believe that's when Luol Deng was having a spinal tap or was, you know, was thinking about it. And Nate Robinson all of a sudden wasn't available and he'd been a superhero. It was Joakim Noah's superhero night in Brooklyn, right? I mean, that was as good as it got for a Tibbs coach team to win that.
Guys, that, to me, at all those years being in Chicago, that was the defining moment of Tom Thibodeau with the Bulls, because the Bulls had no business with certainly winning Game 7. But in that series, they had all those injuries. And Matt, it's a great point, because on top of everything else, Noah was playing on one foot. And I'm pretty sure in that game he had a triple-double. And then what always cracks me up, guys, looking ahead, was they go to Miami and they win Game 1. I mean, that guy, Tom Thibodeau, for all his faults, and there are many, when he gets guys to believe that they can win no matter the circumstances, he has proven time and again to be able to do that. No, he has not won a title, and no, he has not proven he can get teams over the hump. But what he has proven for years is that he can make the most and get the most out of the teams that he's got. And is this a blip on the radar for this group right now? We're going to see tonight, because I think tonight it's going to go a long way as far as whoever wins. But if you're a Bulls fan, you've got to remember that moment in time, because I can remember sitting in Barclays that night going, how in the hell are they doing this? And they did it on top of the talent on the floor, because that guy and his staff had gotten everybody to believe that they could. And that is what true coaching, especially in the postseason, is about.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Nick, I don't want to try and make too much a big of a deal out of this, because I guess you could make an argument that it's similar on the Western Conference side. But on the Eastern Conference side, you have two notorious hard-ass coaches in Rick Carlisle and Tom Thibodeau. Like, you've got two guys that are known to grade on players, to push guys, to push them far, and it's working for them. So do you think that means, is there anything to draw from it other than the East was kind of down this year and it made sense that these two teams would be the last two standing in the conference?
Lawrence, the thing that strikes me in looking at the East right now is, and we lived it in Chicago. Again, there's another Bulls connection. But if the best player on the best team goes down, it changes everything. I was one of many who felt like the Celtics were the best team. I thought the Celtics were going to face the Thunder, and they were going to beat them just because they knew what they needed to do and they knew how good they were. Tatum gets hurt, everything changes in the blink of an eye. We saw it with the Bulls and Derek. We're seeing it now. But to your point about Tibbs and Carlisle, I think it's important, because what it strikes me as is a reminder that as much as Tibbs and Carlisle can get on guys' nerves, they can wear on organizations, Lawrence, the key is that great players want to be coached. Out of all my years covering the league, that would be one of my biggest takeaways, is this misnomer that great players, they don't want to listen to anything and they don't want to talk to anybody. And certainly Tibbs, specifically, he can wear guys out. I mean, it happened. We can see over time that may not be the best thing for years and years of an organization. But I am here to tell you, if you talk to any of those Tibbs guys, especially the main ones, they'll tell you right now that they trusted him and they still respect the hell out of him. I go back to talking to Jimmy Butler about it a couple of years ago, because he knows what Tibbs did for his career, and he knows how important that was as he worked his way through Miami. But it is a long way of saying that in the end, if you gave me a coach that wasn't as hard on players and was trying to kind of massage egos as the season went along, or you gave me a hard-minded, tough coach that was really gruff sometimes but got the trust and built that up over time of his group, I'm going with the Tibbs and the Carlisles all day, because it's proven time and again that the best players in the league, they don't mind being coached tough. They just want to know that you're putting in the same work they are. And especially with those two guys, specifically in these East Finals, those guys put in a ton of work, and I think that's why their teams have responded the way that they have.
The current MVP of the NBA had 40 last night for the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. As long as we're talking, was there anybody in the Bulls front office in the 2018 draft when they took Wendell Carter Jr. at 7 who considered Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 11? And or we could look at the same draft and say, how about when they took Chandler Hutchison at 22? Oh. Did they consider Jalen Brunson, who went 33 and basically grew up in their locker room?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know any of those for us?
Those names don't pop out the same way, Mr. Spiegel. Okay. I mean, the history could be very different if they had the Channel Hudson. Oh, my gosh. Don't work out anymore. Don't do anything. It's going to happen. He's coming to the Bulls. That one just did not work out for all parties involved. But specific to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, guys, he is that good. He's the MVP for a reason. The Thunder are so well positioned, not only to get to the finals here and probably win it, but their secondary logo should be the lottery card because they have all those extra picks that are coming for years and years. They can trade them away and get another proven star. They can make the picks, and Sam Presti and that staff have done such a good job for years developing these dudes. There's a reason why the good teams and now some of these great teams stay at the level that we do. And Matt, what's intriguing to me is Presti was trusted by the ownership group when they went to OKC and they said, you run the show. We believe in you. And he built a team that almost won a title with KD and Westbrook and Harden. And now he's on the verge of doing it again with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the deepest team in the league that has guys that play defense all over the floor. So when you put the right people in place and they're making the right decisions, you can have success. When you don't, as has been the case with the Bulls, where you let the wrong people stay too long, then you've got real big problems. And that's certainly not just an issue in Chicago, but it is a reminder for the rest of the league. You hire the right people and you trust them to do those jobs. When you do that, success will follow more often than not.
Sam Presti has drafted 4 MVPs. He's drafted 4 guys that have won MVP. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one more. I forget the other one. But think about that.
Harden.
James Harden.
Yeah.
All of those guys have been drafted by Sam Presti.
It's unbelievable.
And then you start looking and go, oh, yeah, he's also drafted a guy who had 30 last night in Chet Holmgren.
And here's the thing. What they have with all those draft picks, that draft capital that they have through the year, if they wanted to, they could swap out, say, Holmgren for Giannis and just, like, throw in one pick or something, or throw in 2 picks. And even if they didn't want to do Holmgren, you're right. They could go do whatever the hell they want this offseason after they win a title, couldn't they?
They could make any move that they so desired. And, guys, that's the issue. It reminds me, actually, of when teams sometimes didn't want to deal with Theo. I mean, this goes back to the Cubs and certainly the Red Sox. But when you are making a deal with somebody who is that talented and has had so much success in developing some of their own people, and I think Presti, pound for pound, is above and beyond everybody else in the NBA, and Theo certainly in Boston and what he did in Chicago rebuilding that up. He's got his own track record in baseball, but those two guys are just on a different level. You don't want to trade with Sam Presti, because when you trade with Sam Presti in the NBA, you feel like you're going to come out on the wrong side. And he has done it so many different times now and has this unbelievable array of talented players. There's no reason to think, even if the Thunder do win this year, that anything's going to stop. The only thing that's going to stop them, frankly, is if they don't want to pay what it's going to cost to keep all these guys intact for years and years. But they don't have to cross that bridge yet, seemingly, because they have so many different draft prospects to replenish with picks if they so desire.
How you feeling about your Cubs?
I feel good. But the bullpen still scares the hell out of me. And, you know, bringing all of this full circle, is Ricketts going to spend? And I know you guys talk about it every day, but as I sit here, I just went to Miami. I saw those games last week, and I'm thinking, this team is solid. The offense is better than I thought. Is he going to spend when he needs to spend? We're going to see, but they have certainly exceeded my expectations, and I feel good about where they're heading. I just have this pit in my stomach, because in this era of pro sports, as you guys know better than anybody else, the ownership has to spend at the highest level to win, and they have to prove that over and over. I haven't gotten that sense with the Cubs in years, but he's going to get the chance, Ricketts and that group, to do it here in the next couple months, and I'll be curious to see what happens.
Relax and enjoy the season. For God's sakes, Friedel. I mean, you got to have...
The bar has been lifted, Matt. We know they can win. They did it.
Yeah.
Now it's like, all right, like, let's see what happens now. I want to see what happens the next few months.
Spoken like an Odyssey insider.
Uh-huh. Nick, as always, we appreciate you. Odyssey insider for Odyssey Sports. Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, be well, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys, it's always great being with you. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.